The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on AM 970, TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. We appreciate it. If you want to check in, it's 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. There's a lot of news to get into today. I want to talk about hydroxychloroquine, if I may, because I heard about it from Dr. Greer. Can we start here? And we heard about it from Dr. Greer on the show, Stephen Greer, right? Oh, well, you guys are wacky. You're conspiracy theorists. That doesn't count. I'm going, but it's been in India forever. People in the military always took hydroxychloroquine, right? Because it was for if you had malaria or something, it helped, you know, clear your lungs. And so I start talking about it, right? And then we start talking about the pack of Z-Pak, hydroxychloroquine, and the zinc, 50 milligrams of zinc. So now we like this, and it's working. And now it's coming out. Yes, it may have worked. Why did they stop it? Why did they vilify it? That's why I like to go to Just the News. I go Just the News. I go online, and I get Just the News. John Solomon, he is an award-winning investigative journalist and a friend of the program. John, welcome to the program, and thank you for starting Just the News and running it. I know you guys are at the top of the world now, and we appreciate it because, man, you don't know who to believe anymore, my friend. And a good morning to you, John.
And good morning to you, and thank you for those kind words. Yes, listen, I love what I do. Being able to give the American people facts and let them make up their own mind is one of the greatest gifts of a job I could ever have.
It's true. And before we go into the lead story you had about Hunter Biden, this hydroxychloroquine, we said it. We talked about it.
There's been several studies now that have been pointing in this direction. It's clear that once Donald Trump got behind it, science showed its political colors and tried to knock it down. And I think we're going to learn a lot in the next 6 months about the pandemic. And I think one of the travesties of the pandemic will be there is a political element to science, as there is the political elements to so much of our world today. And science yanged every time Donald Trump wanted to say something. They just simply pushed in a different direction. And, you know, the rule of science, the rule of medicine should be do no harm. And in this case, I think there were some bad decisions made, whether it's refusing to look more seriously at the lab origins of the potential of a lab origin of the virus, or look at some of these treatments that Trump got behind that could have helped people short term. But the good news is the one thing Donald Trump was able to prevail on was to get the fastest vaccine in American history. And that's why I think we're on the back end of conquering the pandemic. But politics and science, you're going to hear a lot more about that in the next few months.
And then we hear about how they vilified Donald Trump. And again, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is just about, the regressive socialists, the way far left, just going against anything that the country stands for. They wanted to clear out that plaza across from the White House.
Isn't that an amazing story yesterday?
What was that? Tell us about that, John. I just can't believe it.
Everybody from Joe Biden down in the Democratic Party accused the president of the United States last year of intentionally tear gassing protesters who were violently acting at the White House around the time that the president made a surprise trip across the street to Lafayette Park to make a few comments about the protests that were going around America. And so for once, this narrative is out there. And the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, most law enforcement officials said, listen, President Trump didn't give us any orders. Our strategy at the square had been set in stone before, and no one in the media nor the Democratic Party allowed it. And they smothered that idea. They refused to allow it to be reported. And they kept this false narrative. Donald Trump had protesters tear gassed so that he could make a political speech. The IG, the Inspector General of the Interior Department, which oversees the Park Police, which were the lead law enforcement agency on that day, came out yesterday and said, nope, 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 Donald Trump had nothing to do with the police strategy. The strategy was set in stone hours and hours before the president even made a decision to go to Lafayette Park and make a few comments with a Bible in his hand standing in front of one of the more famous churches in Washington. And that was a false narrative. How many times have we heard in the last 6 weeks false narratives? We've knocked down the, you know, the lab theory that it really actually may be a viable intelligence thing. It just keeps going on.
It does, I'm trying to think, what else will they admit to? And I want to touch on this, but we shouldn't stay on this because they'll shut us down. When will we find out the truth about the election, do you think, John? Is it too severe to say something like that? But, I mean, everything else seems like lies, brother, except what you're reporting, John Solomon.
We're getting some important truths about the election. Let's keep in mind the Wisconsin Supreme Court has concluded, long after January, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that as many as 200,000 people that illegally voted by absentee ballots because it skipped the voter ID requirements. They were allowed to declare themselves disabled when, in fact, they were just hiding in their homes with because of the COVID thing, or staying in their homes like we all were with the COVID thing. That's 200,000 votes that have now been called into question in a state where the lead between the two candidates was 20,000. We've got the Arizona audit. We'll have to wait and see what comes of that. But those who have been conducting it say they have found some irregularities. Here is the place I predict will be the most dramatic discussion about election irregularities. Stay tuned to Georgia. We've been spending a lot of time talking about Georgia and the election law, and that's good. There's a new law there, and people need to understand what it does and doesn't do, get over some of the demagoguery about the law and really look at it. But there is a very quiet audit going on under the oversight of a judge. There's no publicity about it. It's just going on in a very quiet way. My reporting indicates that is going to become a very significant audit for America and specifically for Georgia. So I think this summer we're going to learn some big things. I think the Georgia audit will be one of the big surprises for most of people. But let's keep in mind that some of the storylines have unraveled already. Wisconsin, the court ruled that the way they did absentee ballots and exempted people from voter ID, that was unlawful. There's 200,000 votes just in that bucket. More things are coming, and I think we'll make a better assessment. We'll know more at the end of this summer, going into Labor Day, about what really happened into 2020. Shameful it took that long, but I think we'll be a much wiser American populace when that comes out.
Yeah, exactly, and hopefully it never happens again. John, thank you. We'll stay tuned to John Solomon, Just the News. John, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, this headline story you have, emails from Just the News. Emails reveal plans by Hunter Biden associates to conquer a turbulent world for money. You're breaking more news at Just the News about Hunter Biden, and that's another thing we heard about from over a year ago, John, you know?
Remember, it was a conspiracy theory. There was nothing to the Hunter Biden story. Now we found out he was under criminal investigation, that there were all of these plans to go after things. The story today takes a look at an incredible moment. The world is aflame in February of 2014. Russia's invaded Ukraine. There's violence, new terrible violence in Iraq. The civil war in Syria has begun with ISIS. And Hunter Biden and his buddies are sitting around figuring out how are they going to cash in. And they're going after all of the world leaders dependent on his father. They're looking at sovereign wealth funds. They're talking to the president of Italy. They're talking to ambassadors like the Chinese ambassador and the French ambassador. And they're trying to cash in on foreign countries that they know are reliant on Joe Biden, who was the foreign policy frontman for Obama. During one of the most turbulent moments in American history, all these emails are out there for people to see for the first time. You can read them yourselves. You'll get a sense of the business game that Hunter Biden was doing. Anyone who thinks he was a bumbler, this man was a calculating businessman trying to cash in on his family name. These emails really, really show it.
This is really scary. So you think something will come out, that they won't, the DOJ won't bury it because Hunter Biden's father is the president?
All right, I'm going to be a terrible tease to you, but tonight I'm going to reveal some more news from the emails that are going to go specifically to the concerns Hunter Biden, his lawyers, and his accountants had that he had criminal and legal exposure for his work in Ukraine and other work. These are internal emails from the period of 2016. I think it's going to really show why the FBI has been investigating Hunter Biden. The concerns, these are contemporaneous conversations with Hunter Biden in his inner circle about his legal liabilities, his legal concerns, the possibility that the FBI could come after him. I think people will understand a lot more about why there's an FBI investigation, the U.S. Attorney's investigation. Let's hope after people read it that the prosecutors, the Justice Department, the FBI complete their job and get that investigation wrapped up.
John Solomon, you're the man. Thank you. I tell you what, you're just, I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you being objective and
so
looking at
it.
We are so frustrated. I know I speak for so many of the good people kind enough to listen to the show every morning. We just look for an oasis that, like, we're not, you're not crazy. Thank you for letting us feel like we're not nuts.
I'm not crazy.
That's great. Just the news, John Solomon. Love to your
thanks,
dad, and the family, and hope to see you soon, John. Thank you.
I love you, and I love your show, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Love you right back there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so you're not wrong, and you're right, on the money. Right on the money. And because John, again, this isn't just some sensational, you know, news item. This is an award-winning investigative journalist who's telling you about Hunter Biden, who's telling you about, when you think about, as I opened the hour talking about hydroxychloroquine, and I heard about it, and then we heard about it. Then the president talks about it. They vilify him, so, and then they stop it, and they say it's going to kill you. It'll kill you. And then you go, whoa, wait a minute. When I felt a little off, and then I said, should I take, do I have the virus? I took a test. We didn't know if it was a false positive. You still didn't know. This was in August last year, right? So I go, I'm like, okay, I thought maybe I had it. I wasn't sure. So my friend, who's a pharmaceutical guy I told you about, he has been giving people hydroxychloroquine because it was hard to get. And it's a penny a pill, and it came out, it was manufactured out of India, so easy to get. They were saying, don't take it. I took it. I took it immediately when I felt like, well, my senses of smell went, you know, and taste, and I went, uh-oh, this is probably this Wuhan virus. How I got affected somewhere, I don't know where or what, quarantine, took the hydroxychloroquine immediately with azithromycin, with the zinc. I woke up the next morning, I felt fine. Okay, I'm just saying that's me. That is me, and I'm not giving you medical advice. But if I'm just telling you, and maybe it's because I try to keep myself healthy, and I'm a neurotic in that regard, you know, taking a million antioxidants and all of that. One day, really, I should write a book because, you know, when you get diagnosed, and the thing why I'm a hypochondriac, because I had the cancer in 81. Ever since then, I've been a hypochondriac, driving people crazy, eating the way I eat, trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Okay, except for the sugar every now and then. But I'm telling you, when these things come out, now Hunter Biden, now I can't wait to follow John Solomon tonight, man. You got to check out Just the News tonight. Watch John breaking more stories about Hunter Biden, because remember Tony Bobulinski? Ba, ba, ba. Bob Bobulinski, Bob, Bob, Bob. Wasn't that a song in the 50s? So Tony Bobulinski, the lieutenant, a pretty respected guy, and Tucker Carlson talks to the guy, and you and I are going, well, why would this guy lie? There's no end game for this guy. And now he met with Joe Biden. We're going to find out about it. But it's frustrating that the elections are changed, you know, just for the cause of whatever the end game is. And I think you're right. The end game is that reset. You know, I think you're absolutely right, Margaret, and everybody. You're kind enough. You sense what I sense. They're trying to do something in society. I got news for you. We're Americans, and Americans, we are raw, and we are ready, and we are smarter than you think. And I'm telling you, you don't have to do it in a violent way. Like we talk about January 6th, what happened? They go, what was the impetus of it? Look at what happened in the election. What was the impetus of it? But I think, and I'm not sure about that, but it looked to me, and they don't go and they don't investigate about January 6th. What we don't know about is, was it set up? Why are there some police officers saying come in? And then why? But in any case, it was so dumb to rush to Capitol. Trust me, if you're not, you know, and they're saying this is they fear this. They fear this. They fear a guy in bull in horns, you know, screaming. This is what they fear, for crying out loud. And whatever it is, it was the wrong thing to do, and I think they were set up. But it's a whole nother thing. If there's an upset in the country, shouldn't you find out, well, why is that upset? Like if there's riots in the streets and they're burning the buildings and there's a segment of society, what is the impetus of it? To me, the impetus is to tear down the country, and it comes from an outside force that is Antifa. But if someone, a certain segment of society, is complaining, we feel we're being vilified, we can look into it. You know, I mean, it's fair on both sides, on the right and on the left. Fair is fair. 8:19 with Joe on the radio. Monica Crowley is going to join us, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury. And Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hi, Deb. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay, Joe, but we've got a lot of traffic out here. That's for sure. We're going to go to the westbound side of the Gowanus, outbound Gowanus at the Prospect. Watch for a disabled vehicle. Eastbound at 38th, another disabled vehicle as well. It's still busy on the Grand Central Parkway westbound, getting out toward the BQE and in toward the RFK Bridge. At the RFK Bridge, it's police department activity at the beginning of the span. Cross Island northbound by Northern Boulevard, it's an accident. Van Wyck North over by the LIE, an accident there as well. Motor Parkway closed by Adams Lane and Hop Hog. Pretty bad accident with a garbage truck and a van. They collided right by the intersection. Meadowbrook northbound M2 into East Garden City, a crash there as well. Inbound GWB still 45, Lincoln 25, Holland 30, and expect some delays as you take a ride over to Route 4 eastbound. That's pretty busy getting out toward the GWB as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank, if you have been thinking about expanding your business, improving cash flow for your business, refinancing debt, funding improvements, right, buying equipment, now is the time to call Empire State Bank and get started on your SBA 7A loan application. Their expert business team, they know what is required. Phil and Jeannie and Tom and the team, they know about getting small businesses that SBA 7A loan. They have business relationship managers. They're there to help you through the process so you could spend time running your business, right? With an SBA 7A loan program, you are eligible for higher loan payments, lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses, and there's no SBA loan guarantee fee, and receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. Empire State Bank has SBA programs that can help you grow your business and thrive your business during these challenging times. Now, locations are on Staten Island. Locations are in Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank, where you can start, ESBNA.com, just like that, ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the plan.
This is the bottom line. They say they care. They say me too, the women, the children. We are the party of caring for the small guy. No, they're not. They couldn't care less. Because they think that's how they're going to stay in power. Illegal aliens, amnestied, and become Democrat voters.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a day to celebrate for many Americans, but Father's Day hurts if you don't have a dad. In fact, many bad outcomes in America are driven because a father is not in the home. But there's hope. A powerful new film, The Streets Were My Father, features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men. It's a story of fatherlessness, gang life, prison life, and the power of God to change lives and transform lives. To see this important and inspirational film, go to SalemNow.com. It's a film that will move you and change lives. Go to SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Michael's of Brooklyn. You know it's open at 100% capacity. 100%. You can go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Yay. And they're still following CDC guidelines. But yeah, let me give you the number. You got to call for reservations. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael'sofbrooklyn.com. Why don't you join, by the way, the Sauce of the Month Club? How great is that? You receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn's pasta sauce, right? Like homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. I read that people say, biscotti. I'll have some of that biscotti. We call it biscotti, you know? But whatever it is, you're going to get Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, biscotti for 6 months each month. Each month you receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata puttanesca, marinara, oof, family-owned and operated. Forget about it. The best cuisine you will find, I believe, is at Michael's of Brooklyn. It's got the Italian authenticity. It's got the ambiance. You know what it has? A family feel. And in Italy, and the for the Italian-Americans, la familia è molto importante. You know that, right? Michael's of Brooklyn.com. Check it out. The Sauce of the Month Club. And call 718-998-7851. Fred is there. Johnny is there. Michael, Mary Ann, the whole team is there waiting for you. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Monica Crowley, she's a superstar and a close personal friend, I'm proud to tell you. Monica, welcome back to the show. So awesome to have you with us always.
Good morning, Joe. Always great to be with you.
Well, I know how busy you are. We appreciate it. I love that you're former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. Tell us about, Monica, this. First of all, how are you? All good in your life, if I may ask?
Everything is great. And now that it's summertime and America is truly reopening, it is just fantastic news all around.
Yeah. Thanks to the vaccine. Thanks to that. Should we say it? The Trump vaccine. Monica, is it okay to say that?
Oh, it's more than okay, because we would not have the vaccine or the economic reopening without President Trump.
Yeah, thank you. And what about the $2.3 million stimulus checks representing over $4.2 billion that were sent out yesterday to America? You know, it's hard to find people to work. We talk about it on the air. It's hard to find people who want to get out there and come for a job. And I know we want to help everybody, Monica Crowley, but is this making matters worse by just handing money out just endlessly like this?
It is making things worse. And it's not a question of being hard-hearted. Americans are incredibly generous. And throughout this crisis, we have engaged in unprecedented fiscal and monetary response to try to support the American worker, American families, and American businesses. So here's the point, Joe. Emergency level spending during an emergency is totally justified, as it was last year. Last year, we put about $3 trillion into the U.S. economy because the government did a wholesale shutdown of the economy. So, of course, government had to step in and fill that void. They were the ones who ordered the shutdown. But emergency level spending, absent an emergency, leads down a very dark and unsustainable economic path. And we've seen this movie before, unfortunately, in the Carter years, in the Obama years. It when you start pushing mailbox money on people, right, stimulus checks, when it's unnecessary, when the economy is opened and booming and there are a record 9.3 million jobs open and businesses of all sizes cannot fill those jobs, the last thing you want to do is keep pushing money down into the system and keep paying people to stay home. And yet that's what the Biden administration and congressional Democrats continue to want to do, because they want to encourage dependency on the government.
I was just going to ask you that. It's about power and control. That's what the lockdown was all about. We suspected it. And isn't it funny, Monica Crowley, everything we talked about, we were just talking to our friend John Solomon for Just the News. Everything that we suspected, everything that we heard, and we said, well, but the news reported, they were wrong every step of the way. Every time something coming out now, it's wrong. And they're probably wrong about this as well, handing out the money like this. And it's all for, in my opinion, this is Joe talking, power and control. But isn't it really that, just clamping everybody down, Monica?
Absolutely. Look, Saul Alinsky, the Alinskyite phrase is never let a good crisis go to waste. And Democrats on the left certainly know how to maximize any crisis. And they use any crisis to maximize their power and control over you, over the individual, over the business. And by the way, small businesses bore the brunt of the shutdown last year. Okay, we in the Trump administration stood up a very innovative program called the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, forgivable loans for small businesses. And we were able to support about 51 million American jobs associated with small business through 5.2 million forgivable loans. Okay, it was a hugely successful program. now what you see is that the blue states in particular, by keeping the mailbox money going, by keeping the huge spending and borrowing going, meaning that the economy is still awash in all of this money, they want to pump trillions more into it. Small businesses bear the brunt of rising prices because they've got to start laying off people. There's wage depression. Okay, small businesses, think about it this way, Joe. Small businesses are less susceptible to the left's pressure on wokeism than our big corporations like Coca-Cola and Delta and all these other companies that we've seen go down the woke path. They're susceptible to that pressure. Small businesses are not. So isn't it interesting that it looks like so much of the economic and political pressure is being brought to bear to almost destroy small businesses in this country? Yeah, why? Yeah, because they're not that easily controllable.
Yeah, isn't that true? And what's this plus up payments? I'm reading here. The IRS tied the stimulus payment to a taxpayer's adjusted gross income on their tax returns. So a plus up payment is simply money owed to you if you didn't get the right amount in the last stimulus payment? Who came up
with that? Oh, yes. The mailbox money continues to go. And it's just unbelievable. And, you know, when you talk plus up, it's not just that, but it's the enhanced unemployment benefits coming from the feds of an extra $300 a week. Well, now we've got 25 Republican governors, all 25, with the exception of two, Massachusetts and Vermont. I believe those Republican governors are keeping these enhanced UI benefits going. But the other 25 GOP states are like, nope, we're done. So they've either stopped them or they've announced that they're going to stop pretty soon. Wow. And what I think you're going to see, because you're seeing it already, is that those red states have lower unemployment rates significantly than the blue states.
Wow. Monica Crowley, kind enough to join us and did such a great job in the U.S. Treasury under Donald Trump. Before we let you go, Monica, my friend, if I may, I like when someone makes money, I want them to save the money. If they're a gigantic business person, I don't mind that they don't pay a lot of taxes because they are really creating, millions of jobs. But when you see Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, I won't put him there because he seems like a good individual. But Bill Gates and Bezos, these guys, they're billionaires. They paid hardly any tax at all. And all they do is, especially in if I may, I don't want to pick on Bill Gates, but really, we're kind of lectured by Bill Gates, and now he's really trying. Did he try to avoid tax? Is that a fact, or is that just kind of hearsay that we're hearing?
Well, first of all, nothing in this very egregious IRS leak of these massive net worth individuals, their tax return, nothing suggests anything illegal. So what they've done is in line with the tax code. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is, you know, the hypocrisy of these people who are constantly out there lecturing us about, well, the need for the rich to pay their fair share,
that's right,
the need for corporations to carry their freight, that's right, in America as part of the collective good, and all of this other stuff. Well, there's nothing that prevents Bill Gates from whipping out his checkbook and paying a lot more to the U.S. Treasury voluntarily, except you never see them do it ever. They do not pay one dime more than what the law requires them to do. Okay. Other thing, and this is very serious, this leak of their, regardless of what you think of these people and their companies, this IRS leak of their tax information is highly illegal. And I know when we were at Treasury, anytime anything like this happened, there was a massive investigation and people were held to account. You cannot be leaking Jeff Bezos' information, regardless of the political point you're trying to make. And we know that they're leaking this information to try to advance higher taxes on everybody, right? But it is very illegal. And I eagerly await Secretary Janet Yellen's announcement of a major investigation, because you know what? If they can leak Jeff Bezos' information, they can leak yours.
Amen. Monica, you are the best. We love having you on the show. Thank you for enlightening us this morning. Always. Cannot wait to see you in person, Monica, when we're out about.
I know. Same, Joe. Thank you so much.
Sooner than later. Monica, God bless you, girl. Thank you so much, my friend.
You too.
Take care. Monica Crowley right there. And don't forget, former assistant secretary, did a great job in the United States Treasury, and just a smart gal with a positive outtake, but always, always and always speaking the truth. 8:34 with Joe on the radio. Leader Bramnick from New Jersey. The New Jersey school mask mandate, please, already, you know? And Tom Del Beccaro on the show. Arthur Idell is going to jump on the air. You're always welcome. I see the calls at 877-970-2999, but we're going to jump to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Tribeca Festival is back in action as North America's first in-person film festival since the beginning of the pandemic. The festival, which dropped film from its official title yesterday morning, screened in the Heights at 13 different locations last night, including Pier 76. The film was also screened at United Place Theater in Washington Heights, where it was produced. The 12-day event is expected to welcome more than 100,000 people to its 200 screenings. The city of Hoboken hosting a walk-in coronavirus vaccine clinic this afternoon. The health department is partnering up with Better Life Pharmacy to offer the shot to anyone who lives, works, or goes to school within the city bounds. The clinic will be run from 3 to 7 p.m. at 221 Jackson Street in the community room. Pfizer will be offered to those 12 and older, while Moderna and Johnson & Johnson will also be available. In sports, Islanders with a trio of goals in the second period as they beat the Bruins 6-2 in Uniondale. The Islanders win the series 4-2. They'll move on to face the Tampa Bay Lightning in the semifinals. Giancarlo Stanton, he homered twice as the Yankees beat the Twins 9-6. Mets crushed their former teammate Matt Harvey and the Orioles in a 14-1 win. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on the westbound BQE. It's slowing down, getting down past the Battery Tunnel. The outbound Gowanus by the Prospect, a disabled vehicle. Still busy on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th. A stalled vehicle there was clear. Very busy Grand Central Parkway westbound, getting out past City Field, getting out toward the BQE and in toward the RFK Bridge with police department activity just cleared at the RFK Bridge. Let's go out to the Cross Island northbound at Northern Boulevard. That's an accident. Van Wyck northbound slowing down by the LIE. Looks like a debris spill over there and some ongoing activity. Traffic is slowing down on the Cross County. Cross County eastbound getting out toward North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon. It's an accident as well. And watch for slowdowns on Motor Parkway right by Marcus Boulevard and Hopog. A garbage truck and a van collided there. Injuries involved. Watch for slowdowns as you take a spin over to the inbound GWB. Still 45 minutes in. Lincoln 25, Holland 30. Partly cloudy today. High of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe telling you about Relief Factor, because you're not going to believe yesterday. I got to tell you, if I can just take a second here, because, I'm running, I'm like a mameluke, running like a madman, running all over the place, trying to get everything done, trying to do everything, because you think you can do everything. So now I took, I had all the garbage, that was in those big bins, right? And we're joking, and I appreciate your advice, too. You say, Joe, get the carrier or something, but I'm like Macho Man. So I took that one gigantic garbage can all the way down the driveway, and put it out front. And then, of course, I'm running around, and I did my laps, and I got some exercise, and I'm feeling all right. And I make sure I rest and I take it slow. But then there was another garbage thing that was there from the, the big concert we had with Michael last week. And I just put everything in, cleaned it, did it all myself, walked it all down again. And I'm thinking now, but I'm not advising that you do that because you push yourself, because I push myself. But I'm telling you, the reason I could do it all, I'm convinced, is because I take Relief Factor. Grace of God, and I'm very careful, by the way. I pace myself. I don't sprint through life, although it seems that way. I do try to pace myself. But the fact that I could lift at my age, lift all this stuff and walk, I'm active. I could be, just not active. I'm super active. And I really accredit Relief Factor for that. Because I don't have the pain. I'm not limping on my knee. I can't do it on my knee. I can't, my shoulder. I can't do, I'm doing everything. And by the grace of God, certainly. But Relief Factor is something that you might want to try just to be active. And then you could come out, you could help me with the garbage at the house. You mind? You know, garbage. When I was a garbage man, we went behind the house. We went behind. Now you got to gift wrap the garbage. I'm just saying. But that's a whole nother story. Try Relief Factor, please. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Did you check in with Tanya Helfand? You know, certified matrimonial attorney in New York and Jersey with 29 years of experience. A great gal. So I was thinking, and again, this is just me, but when I do everything and I always tell you all the stuff, I'm whispering because I don't want to talk too loud because I don't want to say anything bad. And by the way, you make your own journey. So I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. But I do know how once you in the court, the family courts, this is me talking, by the way, in New York and New Jersey, and I know California is the same way, they just, you give out, you once you give money out and you let some, just here, you got to pay this, you got to pay that, you got to pay this, you're going to end up doing that for the rest of your life. And that's where I'm at, but thank God I can do it, number one. Number two, I don't get mad because I made my own journey. But number three, I wish I had Tanya Helfand with me when I went through my two divorces. I'm telling you, if you're going through divorce, I don't want you to go through divorce. I want you to work it out. But if you're in a situation and sometimes the other side will not settle, for crying out loud, they won't, will you please call Helfand and Associates? They'll have your back. I so wish I knew Tanya back then. 973-428-0800. 973-428-0800. You schedule a free consultation. You can email Tanya at Tanya. It's at Tanya Helfand, H-E-L-F-A-N-D, TanyaHelfand.com, Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. By the way, they settle 99% of the cases. That is spectacular. But if they need to fight for you, they got your back. All right, divorce is not the end of the family. I'm living example of that. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life. But if you need somebody to fight for you, call Tanya, please, 973-428-0800. And be sure to tune in Sundays to the brand new show called Should I Stay or Should I Go? I love that, with Tanya herself. Tanya Helfand of Helfand and Associates, only right here. It's Sundays, 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
John Bramnick is the Republican minority leader of the great New Jersey State Assembly. He's a really strong, powerful man in politics, but you wouldn't know it when you meet him. He's a grounded, down-to-earth guy who cares about you and I as citizens of New Jersey. Assemblyman, welcome back to the show, Mr. Leader. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Always good to hear your voice, Joe.
Well, and we went out, and thank you for the invite. It was nice. John said we're going to join everybody together, and Leader Bramnick, help me out here before we get to the issues of the day. And you said, come to my home. We're going to say hi to everybody. You had a lot of comedians there, some great folks there. And then my friend Dick Cody, Richard Cody, was there. And then who shows up? Lo and behold, Governor Murphy. And lo and behold, people say, what are you doing with Governor Murphy? I said, you know what? You don't have to hate. You could all kind of work together. Leader Bramnick, is this not the problem in politics? There's too much hate in it, yes?
Well, what I don't understand, you work in an environment in business or in a family, and it could be your daughter, and they could have a different political view. You're supposed to throw them out of your family? The point is, Murphy won, right? So therefore, as a Republican leader, I do everything I can to influence his decision-making. I'm not going to be influential by hating him. So people, one guy writes to me, goes, I'm not going to sit in that chair that Murphy sat in. Is that really true? Think about this. That kind of hate. How does that accomplish anything? How would you run a business if you hated your partners and wouldn't speak to them, and the business had separate press conferences? You know, only in politics can you hate the other side, and if you talk to them, you're in trouble. Look, I don't think somebody who acts like that, an extremist, could even have a family.
Yeah. Yes, you're right, John. Right on the money, I must say. And I have to laugh because they get so obsessed, for crying out loud. Hey, I always say
these
kill
them. These people have problems in their childhood. They need psychiatric help or medicine or something. The only outlet they have is to scream at somebody else. That's real helpful, isn't it? Accomplish a lot by being mad.
Yeah. Then I'm at your house, and I know we'll get to politics, but then I have a very dear friend who lives next door to you, and now I didn't go over, but of course I heard through my mother, oh, Joseph, you should have stopped by, like that. But our buddy was not home, you told me, John, right? He was not home.
I called Bobby, and he was going to New York, and he said he missed you, but, you know, what happens is Bobby's a busy guy, you know, so he was, but great friend, great guy, just not home that night.
Good. Thanks for watching my back. Hey, leader, what's with you're having a whole event now, keeping kids in schools in masks is what New Jersey wants, and people are not happy about this. Please explain what's going on here in our great state.
Well, what's amazing to me, and the media has not exposed this, despite the fact that people have very strong views for a mask or against a mask, Trenton has not had one hearing. We had hearings on the state dirt, the state bird, the state song. But we can't have a hearing where parents, teachers, or experts can testify before the legislature, right? The legislature has gagged the public. The governor has not had one hearing where the public could speak. They just write these edicts, right? And they say, okay, all kids wear masks. So tomorrow I'm doing a hearing. I've already got 100 people who want to testify. How do you exclude people from speaking in New Jersey? And how does the media go like this? Well, we don't have a problem with it. You don't? Really? Can you imagine if Chris Christie was making decisions and didn't allow anyone to participate? No committee hearings, no legislative activity, nothing. He just writes the law. And I have to tell you, I think that's scary.
Yeah, so New Jersey government is keeping kids in schools, but they will be in masks in the fall, we're talking about, leader, correct?
Well, the governor actually hasn't made a decision. He's saying, well, maybe yes, maybe no, it's a local decision. My point is this. When you see an 8-year-old kid wearing a mask on a playground 6 feet from another kid, I think the parents might have an opportunity. Maybe they should be able to speak on that issue. Maybe a teacher should be able to speak on that issue. Right now, these kids, if the school does not exclude it, they must wear the mask under state law.
Wow. And you know what? Why is it that children were considered practically immune to COVID for so long, and now there's this push for kids to be not only wear masks, but to get vaccinated? Why the extreme, do you think?
I'm not an expert on any of these things, but I am an expert on allowing people to voice their opinion. And as long as you keep the people silenced, I got a problem as somebody who loves democracy. So, look, there are going to be people testify on both sides of the issue. But not to have a public hearing on whether an 8-year-old kid has to wear a mask out on a recreational field, that is scary to me. And I can't believe the legislature gets away with just going, no, we don't need to have a hearing. You don't? Really? Then how are you making the decision? Who's giving you the information? Are you hearing from parents? So tomorrow is an opportunity. I got 100 people willing to speak, and then hopefully the governor will listen in.
All right. That's on Facebook Live, Friday, June 11th. That's tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning. So you can keep the Piscopo show on in your ear. And Facebook Live, Friday, tomorrow. Where will that be? Where is that going to take place, John, if I may?
Well, it is virtual, and the reason I'm doing it virtually, because if I do it in the State House, they're still not allowing people into the State House. So I'm going to do it virtually, and I'll have that out on Assemblyman Bramnick. All my websites will have it. All I have to do is Google me, and half the people are saying good stuff, half the people hate me, so I figured I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, well, that's good. And so it's on Facebook, so if someone wants to speak, they could Zoom it. They could do it right there on the Facebook, and they don't have to go somewhere.
Absolutely.
Great.
And then the next hour, I'm just going to do straight comedy because I'm going to have to get over the fact that I'm going nuts because people can't speak about masks in school. And then it's Friday night, and I'll look to have a party somewhere, maybe at the Piscopo's house. Maybe.
Yeah, you go. Always welcome. John, tell us about, before we let you go, Leader Bramnick, this is 85777, the giving emergency powers to Governor Murphy. Is that going to sustain? I mean, will you be able to? Because why should he have emergency powers after the pandemic? That's the question everyone's asking, sir.
Well, it's insanity. So what it does is it takes all of these different laws and actually says now they're permanent. They never went through the legislature. So he writes hundreds of edicts from the state house. We then accept 14 laws without any debate involved with moratoriums on housing, masks in schools. All of that now remains within the control of one person. The legislature abdicated its responsibilities, passes law and says, guess what? You can continue to have all these absolute powers. Makes zero sense. And the media in New Jersey obviously isn't criticizing the governor, which is a great concern to me.
Yeah, Assemblyman John Bramnick, the leader down there on the Republican side in the New Jersey State Assembly. John, you're the best, man. Thanks for fighting, my brother. Good luck. And, you know, you're welcome here anytime. You know that, my friend.
Love you, Joe. Thanks for letting me speak. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Love you too, man. Assemblyman John Bramnick. Good guy. Good guy. And you know what? Speaks the truth. Grounded, please. Everybody's got to settle down. Yeah, I think you could kill him with kindness. You really do. And check out that Facebook Live. If you just Google Bramnick, New Jersey, you can go Facebook Live. That's tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning. And they'll talk about the mask mandate in school. Here we go again. Hey, Debbie's on the roads. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie's got the traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here on the Bruckner westbound. It's still kind of busy out past the Hunts Point drawbridge. It looks like some ongoing activity because of an accident involving a motorcycle. It's an ongoing investigation. It's kind of busy right now on the westbound, the outbound BQE getting down toward the Prospect. That's all due to a stalled vehicle. The Van Wyck northbound bumper to bumper by the LIE. A debris spill over there. Motor Parkway closed by Marcus Boulevard and Hopog. Garbage truck and a van collided. And it's ongoing activity at the intersection. Southern State Parkway westbound out by the Vaughn Hall. Watch out for an accident there. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 25, Holland about 30. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you take a spin to 287 southbound right on the ramp to 440. It's an accident still being cleared from that ramp as well. And watch for a brake check here on the southbound thruway heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ben Shapiro isn't following the logic.
I just want to point out the mentality of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez left. They truly believe that your money is their money and that they have no obligation to do moral things with their money. And it's true for national politics, too. If there's a problem in my immediate community, the problem must lie with a broader societal issue as opposed to what can I do about it today.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Joe on the radio, thank you. Al's making me laugh.
You're welcome.
You do it on purpose. You do it. One day we're going to be live. We're going to televise this.
Uh-oh.
This is a fun. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We'll be off the air in like a 24 hours. We'll be off the air. Stop. Don't even.
What?
Hey, Route 22 Toyota is where you want to go because everybody goes there. If Al is happy, everybody's happy. Al was happy at
this
Route 22
true.
Toyota. I've never heard that. I'm telling you, there's a few things that make Al happy. Route 22 Toyota, he keeps telling me how great the car is. Captain Frank is my buddy. He's one of my best friends. He, great guy. Great guy. Joe, tell Alex Kinsella thank you. Texts me again. I got another guy, right? And then, of course, the two coup de grace when your family goes down. My sister, Carol, went down, and she had the best experience, and Alex was great. I'm telling you, it's like family there, and you don't deal with dummies. Plus, they have this great state-of-the-art service center. So if you want your car serviced, you want to buy a new car, and you want to get these incredible deals, driving a brand-new Toyota with 0% interest or zero-down leases, it's a smart way to buy. And no dummies at Route 22 Toyota. Plus, they're still adhering to the CDC guidelines, you know, for safety and all. A 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero-down leases. How cool is that? Will you call, please, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, and it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online, please, at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lombard, he's in the house, the marathon man. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well this morning. I'm enjoying the fact that we're getting a little bit of a break from the humidity. I mean, I like the warm, humid stuff, but yeah, I think a lot of people are just looking for a little bit of a break, and we're going to get it today. The humidity's already starting to come down.
Yeah, so yesterday you were right. It got hot. Man, it was hot, and then it rained. I thought it was going to cool off, and it didn't. But you're telling me the heat will break. It's going to be okay today, even better tomorrow, you're saying, humidity-wise.
Yeah, 83, 84 today for a high with lowering humidity and some sunshine. Tomorrow, clouds and sun, and it's even cooler. It's probably about 73 or 74 tomorrow, and then low to mid-70s on Saturday. And I think next 3 days, generally rain-free. Slight chance of a shower later Saturday.
Okay.
I think the weekend ends with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon on Sunday.
Well, that's great. And the pollen, Joey, the pollen. It was like, oh, my gosh.
It's off the charts.
It's on the car. It won't leave the car. It's like on my car's all over. And it gets in my eyes and the thing. And that. So that's hopefully clearing up before long. I mean, hopefully, huh?
Well, yeah, the tree should be just about fully foliated at this point in time, so we can get the tree pollen. But the grass pollen, you know, people cutting grass and stuff like that, that's out there too.
Right.
So
right.
Hang in
and
there.
And those cicadas. There must
I
be
go out
those
biking,
cicadas.
And I get that stuff on my throat. It's hard. It's hard.
Well, when you're biking and you're sucking wind like that, for goodness sake, that is unbelievable. And did you wear a mask, by the way, in the height of the pandemic? Did you wear a mask while you were biking, may I ask? Not really.
Absolutely not. I do not know.
You don't have to when you're biking, right? Although,
I'm sucking in too much air. I need
the
air.
Mask,
I need
the
a
mask,
clean
please
intake.
Don't pull you over. Hey, Joe, thank you. What are you doing this weekend? Come on. How many miles this weekend? Come on. How many miles?
I don't know. Probably not as many as last weekend. I'm saving it up for the following weekend. I'll do more the following weekend. So this weekend is just kind of a recovery time.
Yeah, like 50, 60 miles, something like that. Yeah, good. Unbelievable.
Maybe 75 or 80 or something like that. You know.
Ooh, ow,
nice,
ooh.
Nice casual ride.
You're unbelievable. Joe Lundberg, thank you, man. Great. Thank you. I feel like a wuss now, for real. Right, Al? Me and you, Al.
I'll do 5 miles on my bike.
I did 8 miles yesterday. I feel great.
He's doing 77, man. Woo! Hey, Tom Delvecchio is going to join us. Arthur Idala, our buddy, will join us. And give us a call, too. We'll have some time to take some calls. 877-970-2999. You're not crazy. I love that conversation with John Solomon. You're not wrong, right? You're not wrong. You are not nuts. All is well, and we will get there. Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Here we are on a Thursday, and we are coming right back at you.
News.